Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
Today in Bajan History, Escape from Saint-Pierre, May 8, 1902. On this day, May 8, 1902, a massive volcanic eruption of Mont Pelee on the island of Martinique destroyed the town of Saint-Pierre, sank dozens of ships in the harbor, and killed an estimated 29,000 people. The only ship to escape the fury of the blast was the SS Rodham, which arrived in Bridgetown from Martinique via St. Lucia. Exactly 50 years after the event, John Prudeau, writer in the Barbados Advocate, recounted the destruction of Saint-Pierre. Prudeau observed that the island had received dust from the Mont Pelee volcano, but the arrival of the SS Rodham brought the whole matter before the public of Barbados. He quotes Harbour Master Captain H.J. Kirkham on the condition of the SS Rodham as it limped into Carlisle Bay. The Rodham has just been brought up from St. Lucia, and if she had been in the Mercy exhibition, the owners could have built a new ship out of the proceeds. I cannot describe her condition, as it beggars description, and hundreds of tons of lava have been thrown overboard at St. Lucia. A gang of 50 laborers have been at work on her for 10 days, trying to get the dust out, but it will take a long time before she is clear of it. The escape of the SS Rodham was nothing short of miraculous. The ship had been offloading cargo at Saint-Pierre when a huge pillar of fire and smoke shot from miles into the heavens. The sun was obliterated and everything was plunged into darkness, deeper than the darkest dark of the night. An awful rain of red-hot ashes and stones poured from the black sky, rocks so hot that they glowed in the darkness. Some 18 inches across, were carried miles and became a rain of death as all those struck by these were killed instantly. Quick action by the captain, E.W. Freeman of the Rodham, drove the vessel from its anchor. Its arrival in Barbados in a stricken state was a grim reminder of the fury of the Mont Pelee eruption on May 8, 1902, and allowed Barbadians to hear firsthand from the surviving crew of an eruption that, in addition to the last Soufriere eruption several hours earlier, contributed to severe ashfall in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.